We could all use some inspiration, couldn't we? In today's podcast, Richard and I further discuss some resolutions that could help you in the new year. A couple of them are pretty surprising. But in every successful major gift officer we've known, it's part of how they work every day.
Welcome to the Nothing But Major Gifts podcast from Veritas Group, featuring Richard Perry and Jeff Schreifels. Twice a month, we bring you the latest and best thinking about major gift fundraising so you can develop authentic relationships with your major donors. Here are your hosts, Richard and Jeff.
Welcome to the podcast today. I have Richard Perry joining me, and today we're continuing and finishing our series on New Year's resolutions. And while it's a few weeks into the new year already, I guess we can still say Happy New Year, right, Richard?
Yeah. I mean, I know there's a debate on how long into January you can still say that, but, you know. Well, we're really glad that you're with us today because we have three great New Year's resolutions for you to add to the other three that we talked about last time. So, Jeff, why don't you quickly remind us what they were again, what those last ones were?
So the first one was love your work, right? Mm-hmm. And this is a good year to figure this out. Do you love what you're doing? And if you don't, maybe it's time to figure out what you do love.
Yeah, and you don't need to feel guilty about it.
No, not at all.
You know, I mean, sometimes you're doing work that, you know, you're doing just for economic reasons. And and so you're in a situation. But it's important, if you can, to love your work. It really is.
Well, especially as an MGO, as we talked about last time, you have to love your work.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, because you're working with donors every day. All right. Number two was serve your donor. Don't sell them.
That's counterintuitive, isn't it?
Yeah. Because, you know, the pressure on you as a major gift officer is get the money. That's the pressure we are all feeling from your manager, from leadership. But, you know, as a major gift officer, that the best way to obtain the money is actually to serve the donor first, build the relationship, and the money will become a result of that service.
We've always said that money is a result, not the objective.
Exactly.
Which again, when you're thinking fundraising, you know, even the word fundraising is to raise the funds.
Yeah.
So therefore that's what I've got to be doing. No, you've got to serve your donor, satisfy their passions and interests. And as a result, the money will come.
Yeah. All right. Number three was set goals. And there's three types of goals, portfolio goals. So for your major gift portfolio, set goals for every donor, professional goals. You know, what do you want to do with your career, and personal goals? What do you think?
Oh, I mean,
I like that.
I know. I like that too. And, you know, Jeff, you and I practice all of these in our business and in our personal lives.
Yeah.
And it's important to have a goal to know where you're going. You can't just leave things up to the last minute thinking or, you know, the circumstances around you. Better to know where you're going. So goal setting is very, very important. And of course, you know, people associate goal setting with the new year anyways, don't they?
Yeah, that's why we're talking about it now. This is the time.
Okay, so those three were really, really good. Now, I think a great fourth resolution, Jeff, and this is going to sound really strange, but it's a good one. Here's the fourth one. Make mistakes.
Oh, yes. I love that. Well, now let's qualify this. It's not like don't make mistakes on purpose.
No.
But the idea is take a risk. And you might make a mistake, but don't be afraid of that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I think our natural tendency as humans is to play it really safe. You know, it takes something extra to take a risk and potentially fall, you know, flat on your face. But we really believe that if you want a breakthrough in your work, you're going to have to walk through some fire of fear and risk and failure.
Yeah.
To get through that. So risking failure is a big deal. And that's another thing that you and I practice. It's like, well, let's try that.
Yeah.
In fact, it's really interesting to me, Jeff, on that one, the ratio of good ideas to product launches. Mm-hmm. So the ratio of ideas to product launches in the commercial world 1,250 to 1.
Wow.
So you could say like there's 1,249 mistakes
yeah.
until you get one out the end. And if you actually examine life, that's how it is. You've got to get out there and not be afraid of making a mistake. So that's a really good resolution.
Yeah. And you know, when you take a risk, one of two things is really going to happen, right? You either become wildly successful or you fail, but at the same time, you learn an incredible mm-hmm. lesson. You know, mm-hmm. you make a mistake, but you move forward. And I actually think both of those things have a positive outcome.
Oh, they really do. They really do. In fact, when you fail, it's actually a doorway to success. I mean, mm-hmm. instead of looking at it as like, well, I'm a miserable failure. I'm no good, and start talking yourself down and go into a dark place. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not a good thing. And, you know, Jeff, you and I both have known, you know, many MGOs who play it safe, and
yeah.
perhaps they were just hammered on by their manager early in their career.
Yeah.
Decided it was you know, best to put their head down and stay out of trouble or do the bare minimum and just get by.
I know. I feel bad for those people that do mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. Those MGOs, they're afraid to make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
But I really think if you live that way, you really stop living.
Yeah, truly. You do. You really do.
One of my favorite quotes is from Robert White. Here's what he says. Everything we enjoy in society is a direct result of accumulated learning derived from millions of mistakes. Mm-hmm. Kind of like what you were just talking about. Mm-hmm. No mistakes, no progress. Mm-hmm. Yet we still look at making a mistake as embarrassing, wrong, or an act bordering on sin.
Mm-hmm.
If you're making mistakes, it means you're doing things, taking risks, stretching yourself, you're growing and learning. And isn't the journey the experience, not the destination, what life is all about?
Wow. Boy, yeah. I love that. I really do. I mean, it really is about the journey. And you and I know that for sure.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So let's move to resolution number 5.
Okay.
Here it is. Be curious.
Mm.
Again, this might seem a bit odd, but hang in there with me.
Okay.
I think one of the big reasons MGOs get stuck in their work, building relationships with donors, is because they fail to ask good questions.
Yeah.
They really just aren't curious enough. Because if they were, I mean, they would unlock a flood of answers that would help them understand their donors at a whole new level. And yeah. that's why we want that to be a resolution for the new year.
Yeah, I agree. I think that every successful major gift officer we've ever encountered, mm-hmm. Richard, has been unbelievably curious about their donors.
Yep, yep.
And it's not a fake thing either. They right. genuinely love other people and want to know more about them.
I know. And if you make 2021 the year of asking questions and being curious, you will for sure know your donors' interests and passions, yeah. why they have them, what the drivers are, what it'll take to help your donors find joy this year. I mean, speaking of joy,
yeah.
that leads to the final resolution for the year. Seek joy.
Yes. I love that one. And here's the thing. If you practice all those 5 other resolutions, going back, loving your work, mm-hmm. serve your donor, set goals, make mistakes, and be curious, the result of that is that you're going to find that joy that we all want, right?
Oh, that's absolutely right. And now, I'm not going to kid you. This is not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. Finding joy is actually pretty elusive. Mm-hmm. It's not something you just experience, just boom, it's going right. to happen every day. But you'll find it in interesting places. I mean, that's the thing. So like when a donor calls to thank you for the way you attended to her need, or, you know, when you see a donor's face light up when you've matched their passions and interests with a project of yours, or even when your manager notices how tuned into your portfolio you are and you're making your revenue goals. I mean,
yeah,
those are joy producing.
Or when you see firsthand how a donor's gift that you've solicited made a difference in the world and made mm-hmm. it a better place. Mm-hmm. Seek joy, right? I know.
Yes, yes.
This is good stuff.
It is.
Now, before we end the podcast today, I want to make you aware of a free resource for you. It's our white paper called why you should be a major gift fundraiser, go to veritasgroup.com and look for our resources tab and you'll find it there. Why you should be a major gift fundraiser, veritasgroup.com. Thank you for joining us today. And we'll say it one last time. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We'll see you next time.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for joining us for the Nothing But Major Gifts podcast from Veritas Group. Richard and Jeff also write an ongoing blog that you can subscribe to for free at veritasgroup.com. Please join us again next time.